Welcome to the Every Nation Taipei podcast. We're here to help you know God, discover your purpose, grow in your relationships, and make a difference in Taipei, Taiwan, and beyond. We hope this message encourages you today.
Please be seated. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your love. We thank you for your presence. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. Fill each heart here. Fill each heart here with your presence, with your love, and your everlasting joy and peace in our heart. When we get to know Jesus, you give us all the blessings that beyond our wildest imagination. Thank you, Lord. Speak to our hearts throughout the sermon and throughout our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, today I want to share with you the seven gold medals. You may be wondering, what are the seven gold medals? These are according to Acts chapter 2. Because recently in North Carolina, we just finished learning DCPI. Any of you heard of DCPI? Dynamic Church Planting Initiative. And according to DCPI, there are seven commands from Acts chapter 2. And so since there are seven commands, so I call it 七道金牌, seven gold medals. Because traditionally Chinese think 金牌 is the command from the emperor that we need to obey. So the gold medals are the words from the Lord that we need to obey. When we obey, we are blessed. And number one, what is the number one? The number one is repent and believe. In Acts chapter 2, when Peter shared the message, so many people were so touched, and they asked Peter, what should I do? Peter said, repent and believe. That's what I did back in 1985, while I was still an NTU student. I repent and I believe. And you know, that night, it's like my emotional trash totally gone. And I experienced the first miracle in my life. And when I woke up the next morning, I felt so lighthearted, so happy. I wish I could believe in the Lord while I was 1 year old instead of 21 years old. So that's repent and believe. When we repent and believe in God, He took away all the burdens, all the emotional trash from our heart. And number two is be baptized. I didn't get baptized right after I repent and believe in Jesus because nobody was teaching me that. Nobody was discipling me in that area. But the first Thanksgiving when I came to North Carolina, I got baptized. And that, according to the Bible, Acts 2:38, and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. And that night, I received the gift of the Holy Spirit. I think the first gift is joy. That night, I have like explosive joy. I could not contain, I could not hold my joy. You know, back then in 1986, there was no LINE or WhatsApp or all the free social media. When you want to talk to your parents, you need to call. And I spent more than $100 that night calling my parents and my best friend in Taiwan and my sister in Michigan. Oh, I could not help but calling them, telling them, I got baptized. I never can understand that the joy is beyond my imagination. Then I realized when you are doing the will of God, you have the joy of the Lord. When you disobey, you may feel, you don't feel comfortable here, you don't feel comfortable there, you may feel disappointed. But when you walk in the way of God, you feel joy, just like Psalm 84 said, that we have the joy in the house of the Lord. And number three, the medal will be prayer, scripture reading, and fellowship, and actually it's a whole lifetime process. For medal one and then medal two, it may be 5 years ago, 10 years ago, or last year for you. But for this medal, it's your lifelong process, your lifelong journey with the Lord. In Acts 2:42, they devoted themselves to the apostles, teaching and to, oh, thank you so much. It's way easier. Thank you. And to fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. While I was in North Carolina, Casey and I used to teach Kids Church for 3 years in KPIC. And every week during the Kids Church, they have a theme verse. And they also have some object lesson to help the kids learn from that verse. I remember one time we were teaching that the theme verse was this, Acts 2:42. And they asked every Kids Church teacher to prepare a potted plant and ask the kids, which are the four ingredients for a potted plant to grow? Of course, they have the standard answer. They have good science teacher. They say sunshine, rain, soil, and what? Air. So when you think, looking back at this verse, the apostles' teaching is like sunshine, right? It comes from above. And the fellowship, it's like circulating, right? So it's like water. And the breaking of bread is like soil, because there is nutrition in the bread, and there's nutrition in the soil. And prayer, breathe in, breathe out. So prayer is actually two-way communication. It's not just we talk and talk and talk to God and never listen to him. It's impossible. You have a best friend. You just keep talking and praising and saying and asking, and you never expect that person to talk to you. It's impossible, right? You have a good friend. You expect that friend to talk with you. That is a two-way interaction. So with God is also a two-way communication. And next, we'll be able to see the sword method. The sword method is what we learned in KPI, in DCPI recently. It's really great. I want to share with you. The font size may be small, but there are four ways in the sword method. After you read a Bible passage, whether that's a paragraph or a chapter, you ask yourself four questions. Number one, what do I learn from that, from God? What do I learn about God? And what do I learn about people? And number three is, is there any example that I can follow? Is there any command that I can obey? And I think this is a really good method to help us to really deepen our understanding of the Bible. Not only that, I think to read the Bible, the purpose is not for us to become Bible scholars, but to apply what we learn in the Bible to our lives, to connect the Bible to our lives. If we don't do that, the Bible is the Bible, me and me. I'm never being changed by the Bible. But when we read the Bible, we want our lives to be changed by the living God, the word of the living God. So the sword method is very important. Pastor, how do I go to the next?
Just hit this. You can go that way or back. Yeah. You want to go back?
Go back, yeah, to the sword method. Okay, yeah. So, for example, recently when I'm because I follow the Bible schedule of the Chinese service, I don't know if you use the same schedule, but right now we are in Psalms. And whenever I'm in Psalms, I will read aloud for the first time, just enjoy the God's word, just read aloud. And the second time when I read, I pay attention to the four questions. And when I see, oh, I learned this about God, I will write God beside that passage, beside that verse. When I see, oh, I learned something about men. Men are wicked. I write down men next to that verse. And I see, when I see a command to obey, I write down command beside that verse. And when I see an example to follow, I wrote down example beside that verse. And going back.
Okay, these arrows here to go backwards, I think.
Okay, thank you. For example, this morning while I'm reading my Bible, I want to share with you. I usually start with Psalms, because Psalms, there are so many praise and worship. I like to start from that. So this morning when I'm reading Psalms is in Psalms 37, verse 7. Yeah, Psalm 37, verse 7. In the Chinese Bible, it said, 你们当倚靠耶和华，耐心等候他, which means like, be still in the Lord and wait patiently upon the Lord. And so when I wrote that, when I read that, I know it's a command. So I write down command. And so the first time I just read a lot, enjoy the Bible. And the second time I pay attention to the four areas. And if I have time, the third time I'm going to sing. It's either a new song or if there's an existing song of that psalm, I will sing that. And number four, I'm going to go over again and find what's the theme verse that God speak to me. And this morning, the theme verse is that verse, 37 verse 7. Be still in the Lord and wait patiently to him. And while I was meditating on that verse, usually I will lie down, close my eyes, turn off the light, and turn on some soaking Christian instrumental music, and just focus myself on Jesus and on the theme verse for that day. And this morning while I was doing that, I felt so joyful, and I really felt that Jesus smiling at me. And with that verse, I really felt that when we are still before the Lord, then we will be able to wait patiently upon the Lord. If we are not still before the Lord, it's impossible for us to wait patiently for the Lord. For example, if you see, if I'm not still before the Lord, I always, oh, what should I do about this? Oh, what should I do about that? Oh, why did that person say that to me? If I'm always like this, I'm not still before the Lord. And if I'm not still before the Lord, it's impossible for me to wait patiently for the Lord, especially in the 21st century. Everything is so fast. Microwave, ding, you have your food in 10 seconds. And you do this, everything is so fast. Even Amazon, if you say Prime, you can get your package the next day. So everything's fast, fast, fast. So our patience is getting lower and lower. So as Christians, what should we do? We really need to be still. Be still. Be still. This microphone is not patient. Okay, you are a good microphone. So you need to be still. Would you follow after me? Be still before the Lord. Be still before the Lord. And wait patiently to the Lord. Yeah, when we can do that, we'll have a different perspective of life, and we will know from a bigger perspective. Like this morning, because of the Chinese schedule, in addition to Psalm, we also have New Testament and Old Testament. Today is Matthew and Exodus. This morning, on purpose, I wear something very red, because the Chinese New Year is coming, right? we have Chinese New Year. And I think if you are familiar with Chinese culture, you will realize that during Chinese New Year, almost every door has Chunlian, the red banner on the doorpost and on the lintel. And what do you think of? Exodus chapter 12. In Exodus chapter 12, I think you are familiar with that, that the Lord has asked Moses to tell the Israelites to put on the blood of the lamb on the doorpost and the lintel. So that's one connection. And another connection is the unleavened bread. The Lord asked them to eat an unleavened bread. And you know, for Chinese, we eat Niangao, ear cake is unleavened bread. So there are so many connections between the Bible and the Chinese New Year. And also, there's a verse saying that when the Lord said, when the Lord saw the blood of the lamb on the lintel and the doorpost of any house door, he will not let the destroyer to strike anybody in the household. So I still remember growing up, although we were not Christians, praise the Lord, the whole family are Christians now, but growing up, while we, the whole family, were not Christians, I still remember every year during the Chinese New Year, after the big feast, we were asked to stay at home. You cannot go out for a movie or anything. Everybody, every kid, every adult need to stay at home until the morning of the Chinese New Year. And it's the same, because during the in the Exodus, the Lord sent the destroyer, but that when the Lord said that the saw the blood, that the destroyer will not go inside to strike anybody there. So that's why for Chinese people, on the day of Chinese New Year, they will say, 恭喜恭喜, congratulations, congratulations. Nowadays, people usually say, 恭喜发财, congratulations, and get prosper or get lots of money. But back then, originally, the meaning for congratulations is that, oh, congratulations, you are not devoured by the monster last night, you are alive. So that's why we say congratulations. So we can see there's such a strong connection between the Bible and our Chinese culture. And also on today's the Bible reading, in addition to Exodus 12, is also Matthew 26. So in Matthew 26, we can see that Jesus is in the Garden of Gethsemane, and he prays three times, almost the same, not my will, but your will be done to the Father, which means that's what an example. So I wrote down example beside the verse. Example, example, example. Father, not your will, but my will be done. So when we pray, we come before the Lord with a humble heart. Let his will be done, not our will be done. Yes. And next. Prayer. I remember when I was a young Christian, people told me, oh, prayer, there are four categories. Adoration, you worship God. Confession, you confess your sins. Thanksgiving, you give gratitude to the Lord. And supplication, you ask. You ask for yourselves or you ask for other people. Of course, that's very correct. That's basically the four categories. But if you think prayer is only this ACTS, then you miss a big point. Because prayer, again, is two-way communication. If you pray, you worship God all day long, you confess to God all day long, you give thanksgiving to God all day long, you ask God all day long, but you never give him a second or a minute to let him speak to you, then we are missing something very big. So how do I hear him? Oh, this is what I learned. Listening to God to speak. Number one, we take up the authority we have in Christ to quiet the voice of the enemy, the world, and our own flesh. And number two, we ask the Lord to remove any presuppositions or fixed ideas from our minds and to filter out all distractions, all the noise. Because if we don't do that, you may hear many, many noise from other sources. And number three, we ask the Lord to forgive all our sins, because our sins will also be a major hindrance between us and hearing God. So if there's any sins, we need to confess before the Lord. And number four, we wait. We wait before the Lord, believing that God will speak to us in his chosen time and his chosen way. And also, while I was I think back in 1995, there's a prophet from United States. He also shared something else. If you are interested, you can write it down, because my personal breakthrough starting from there. I just no time to type it. He said there are four voices in the universe. If you want to hear God, number one, you need to quiet the voice of your own. Say your name. Lord, quiet the voice of Zhang Shijia. And number two, Lord, quiet still the voice of the evil one. And number three, Lord, quiet the voice of the world. The world, including TV, Netflix, anything, or your parents or other people, others' voice. So number four, last but not least, you need to hear God. And with the confidence that the sheep of the Lord will hear him, according to John 10. So we can practice that in our quiet time. Before I went to the next point, I want to share with you some personal story. In 2023, something happened to our church, because many of our church members were believing for a new church building. When it did not happen, many people began to leave our church. So in 2023 alone, I think maybe 20 people, including children, have left our church. And you know, as a pastor, it's really heartbreaking to see people who got baptized in your church and they left, the whole family left. and family after family. So during that year, it's really a very challenging time for me and Casey. But we just come before the Lord, and we still do our devotion every day, and even closer to Him. And I still remember one day as I was reading 1 Peter chapter, I think chapter 1, saying that 与基督一同受苦, we are suffering with Christ. And you know, when I read that verse, I become so honored and privileged to suffer with Christ that I don't blame the people who left. They have their reasons, and they go to other churches. They do not backslide. They just transfer to other churches. So I begin to also rejoice for them and rejoice for what the Lord is done, has done for us. And I also believing that when we are having this privilege to suffer with Christ, it's the biggest privilege we can ever ask for. So starting from that time, I become even more joyful than before. And during that time, 2023, when I still remember, maybe around September, October, or especially end of October to November, one family left. After 2 weeks, another family left. After 2 weeks, another family left, which means in 1 month, we lost three families, more than 10 people. And during that time, God began to bring other Christian families to our church. Every month, a Christian family in October, another Christian family in November, another Christian family in December. And long story short, last November, have you heard of Jim LaFong?
Yeah.
He's one of the major prophets in Every Nation Church. He came to prophesy over our church. And it's a long prophecy, but I remember the very first thing he said that, after you move to the new building, your attendance, blah, 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 will double. And you know, the last time for us to meet in the old building, which we were renting, was the attendance was 90 people. But the first week in the new building we bought last year, which was, we moved to the new place December 14th, the attendance was 182, exactly double. 90 people, and God has brought so many families, and very amazing. For example, there's one family, they haven't been to any church for 20 years, and they said, after so many years of Xuxing Mimi, looking all over, we found you. And you know, it really, when I heard that, I was very touched, because that's what exactly Jim LaFong was prophesying. He said, people are looking for a place to worship, and they found you. And that's almost exactly what the family told us. So, and other stories similar like that. So I just want to encourage you, if you something happened to you, your family, or your church, do not be frustrated. Keep get yourself close to God. Be still before the Lord. Wait patiently and say, Lord, I'm willing to surrender everything to you. I'm willing to be pruned by you, because those who bear fruit will be pruned, but those who do not bear fruit will be thrown away. Lord, I don't want to be thrown away. I want to be pruned by you. Pruning may be painful. Pruning may be difficult, but after pruning, you will bear more fruit and give all the glory back to God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. So the next medal is love. Acts 2:45. They sold property and possessions to give to anyone who had needs. There's a special background there, because during that time, see, that's 2,000 years ago, and during the Passover festival, people, Jews all over the world, they came back to Jerusalem to celebrate the big festival. And they got baptized and filled with the Holy Spirit there. And they don't want to go home. They want to stay and to hear the apostles' teaching and have the fellowship. And they don't have house to live. So the believers who live in Jerusalem, they began to sell their property and possessions to give to anyone who had need. So when you read that verse, you don't need to say, oh, I need to go back home today and sell my house. It's not for you. It's for Jews who live in Jerusalem 2,000 years ago. So what do? You come before the Lord and you ask, Lord, what should I do to live the command? You said that love your neighbor as you love yourself. I remember while we were still here, we live in Xingdian. Anybody who live in Xingdian? Okay, good, Xingdian, go Xingdian. Xingdian is in New Taipei City. We live in Xingdian ever since 2012. I still remember when we first moved there, actually the atmosphere of that apartment was not that great, because it's an old apartment building with 10 households, but only two parking spaces. And you know, everybody has car right now. So it become a very, very challenging thing to park your car in front of your house. And one neighbor even told us that there are several neighbors, they were fighting for the so limited parking spaces, they even curse each other and go to other people's door and spray some paint and say something, a very bad cursing word upon people's door. So when we were about to move, we heard of that. So we began to pray for every household. And we also, during our renovation, we also give gifts to every household. And I still remember when I was trying to bless the neighbor upstairs of our household, she looked very unhappy. And she said, you know, the previous owner who sold the house to us, your previous owner, she didn't say anything, and she occupied the public place as her own yard. That's your yard right now. So you have no parking space, understand? I say, I understand now. Thank you for telling me. But I still, every month, I still put the Pugongying Zaji. Pugongying Dandelion is a Dandelion Gospel Magazine. It's a magazine to share some testimonies, some gospel stories to the believers. So every month, I still put those magazines to every mailbox and also pray a blessing for them for salvation. And praise God, two or three families, they came to the Lord. And several years later, a neighbor even told us, you know, after you move here, the atmosphere, our apartment has changed. Now, 一团和气, now it's very peaceful, now it's very joyful. So that's what we can do for our neighbor, pray for the salvation of them. And not only in Xingdian, right now we live in North Carolina. And after we moved to our neighborhood 3 years ago, we also began to pray for every household. Suddenly, knock the door, hey, I pray for you. No, we don't do that. We pray for them as we pass their house and say a blessing over their house. And I think last year when we were inviting a neighbor to our house for lunch, he asked us, Hope, how many households have you been invited to your house for lunch or dinner? I said, I didn't know. I didn't count. Let me count. So more than 10 households have come to our home for dinner or lunch. And so that's, I think, the spring of last year. So last year, we want to do something different. We live in a cul-de-sac, and including us and the little road, altogether 19 households. So last year, I wrote a handwritten invitation to every household in that cul-de-sac, inviting them to our house, not our dining room, because our house is too small to host 19 households, to our driveway. So I'm inviting them to have a driveway potluck on our driveway. So that day, 10 out of the 19 families show up in our family. And you know, they are agnostic, they are atheist, they are Muslim, they are people who believe in Judaism, and they are Christians, and who are all people who are very secular. But we gather together and we eat in the international food, because we are very international, so we eat international food. And you know, next morning, when I was going out for my morning prayer walk, when I opened the door, I was so amazed. You know what I saw? In front of me, in our front yard, we don't have a big front yard, but in our front yard, there are more than a dozen Canada geese on our lawn. You know, if you are familiar with Canada geese, they need to have some water near them, either a pond or a lake. And in our community, there's no pond and no lake. I've never seen one single Canada goose in our household in our neighborhood for more than 2 years. So I was so surprised. Right after the driveway potluck, I saw more than a dozen. I counted, and there the number of the geese there similar to the number of guests we had last night. I think that's a coincidence. But that morning, while I was praying and come before the Lord, I felt the Lord said, "Hope, I'm very pleased with what you have done last night. That I'm so happy to see my people gather together, no matter their religion, but they are all made in my image, by God's in God's image." So I think if we do something according to God's will, we may not see immediate salvation. Like we have invited so many people to our house. Right now, only one received Jesus as her personal savior. But it's okay, we keep loving them. We keep praying for them. They cannot stop us from loving them. They cannot stop us from praying for them. And even our Muslim neighbor, he even told us, because last Christmas, I gave gifts to all the 19 households. Not expensive gifts, every gift under $10. And after receiving the gift, one Muslim neighbor, he sent I forgot whether it's a card or a text. He said, "You are the nicest neighbor I've ever encountered all my life." Praise the Lord. And our next door neighbor, he's agnostic. He also said, "You are the nicest person I've ever seen in my life." We have different colors. I'm yellow, some white, some dark, but we all are made in the image of God. So let's love them from the love of God. Amen. Number five, the Lord's Supper. Acts 2:46. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and generous hearts. The Lord's Supper, I think, is so important that we do the Lord's Supper, because when we do that, we are remembering the Lord for what He has done for us on the cross. And who has heard of Bill Johnson? Okay, thank you. He's the pastor of Bethel Church in the United States. And several years ago, I heard from a friend of him saying that one time Bill Johnson was very, very ill, dying, so very, very sick. But his family started to do the Lord's Supper with him every day. Every day before they go to bed, they did the Lord's Supper. And within a month or even shorter than that, he's completely healed. So a similar story happened to one of my friends. Her dad also have some sickness and on the brink of dying. But she also flew back from United States and did the Lord's Supper with her dad on a daily basis. And within a month, her father out of ICU, out of the hospital, and went back home healthily. So praise the Lord, praise the Lord. So I encourage you to if you have, you want to see a miracle, you can consider do the Lord's Supper more often. Because I know right now every church does the Lord's Supper only once a month, right? Our church also. But if you have special need, I really recommend that you can do that on a weekly basis, even daily basis. Another true story, they used to go to our Chinese service, but the husband right now, he got a position in the United States. Wei Xuan and Shi Wen, I don't think you know them. Wei Xuan and Shi Wen, Wei Xuan, Emily, she has multiple sicknesses, and all of them is hard to cure. They are autoimmune diseases, and she has autoimmune diseases. And even the doctor said, well, you better give up the idea that you may get pregnant, because your body, your immune system is not good for a baby. It's already difficult for you to keep healthy and alive, not to mention be pregnant with another life. So the doctor has suggested that you just be content with be married, but no kids at all. But while we were still in Taipei, and we discipled them, and more than once when we pray for them, I saw at least one baby they are holding and play with, and believe it's their baby. And starting from maybe 2 years ago, they tried many times and many dollars on artificial insemination and all those things, but to no avail. But praise the Lord, recently we got good news. Pregnant, 7 months pregnant. So give all the glory back to God. God is good all the time. Amen. why do I want to mention this? Because the wife, Emily, she said, since the Lord's Supper is so powerful, I'm going to do that every day. Mm-hmm. So every day, Emily and her husband, they are doing the Lord's Supper. And now she is 7 months pregnant. I'm going to see them 2 days later. So I'm excited. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'll take a picture. Maybe send it to Terry and you can see. God is good. Offering. Acts 2:44-45. And all who believed were together and had all things in common. And they were selling their possessions and belongings and distributing the proceeds to all as any had need. So offering here, tithe and offering. We know tithe means the 10% of your salary. And offering is anything beyond that. I want to share a true story of a young girl who was 22. While we were ministering, God has used us to do different church plants in Guangzhou, Shanghai, Hong Kong, Taipei, Taichung, and United States. And this girl, she lives in Guangzhou. And when we were pastoring the church, she met Jesus when she was maybe 21 in the last year in college. And after she graduated from college, she got a job. A decent job, but a very, very entry-level salary, 1,000 RMB. 1,000 RMB is maybe 4,000 or 5,000 NT. Even back in 2001, it's still not a high salary. And when she got her first salary, she has a very strong struggle in her heart. You know her struggle? She has been to church for more than 1 year. She knows for God's will for her is to tithe. But she was thinking, wow, if I tithe, then I may be in debt because I need to pay the student loan. I need to pay this, pay that, da-da-da-da-da bill. I need to eat. I need to maybe sometimes a movie. And when I think of all this, how can I have any leftover to give as a tithe? And when she thought of that, she immediately thought of another verse. It's either from the teaching from the sermon or somebody. First fruit. Tithing should be your first fruit, not your leftover. God is not a God who takes your leftover. I cannot finish my supper. I have leftover. God is for you. No, we don't do that. We don't even do that to honor guests. How can we do that? How can we do that to a Lord, the Lord who sacrificed everything for us? How can we give the leftover of our salary to him? That's an insult. It's not an offering. It's an insult. So when she thought of that, she came before the Lord and she repented. She said, Lord, forgive me for thinking of if I have salary leftover, I'm to give it to you. Lord, it's an insult to you. Lord, forgive me. I want to give it to you my first fruit. So she took 100 from that 1,000 RMB and keep aside. And the first Sunday she came to church, she gave immediately because she said, if I'm too slow, I'm going to take it back. So she wanted to make sure that she will give it immediately during the tithe and offering. I think that's a very smart idea to prevent temptation and sinning. So and very amazingly, the second month or the maybe 2 months later, one day she was working and her boss, her manager say, Yang Mei, come to the office with a poker face. And she was thinking, wow, what did I do wrong? I don't know, but I better go. So she went to the manager's office. And the manager still no smiling, but said, Yang Mei, I've observed you for this couple of months. You work very well. You very, very diligently, so I'm going to give you a raise, 100 RMB. You know, when she walked out of the office, she was feeling like walking on the cloud. And when she told us, she was smiling from year to year. God is so faithful. God is so faithful. I gave 100 RMB as my tithe and offering, and the next month, I got 100 raise. Oh, now I can save some money. Praise the Lord. So not only she has no debt, but she's able to have savings because she honored God and put God first. Whenever we put God first, God will never do less for us. We can never outgive God. Amen. Last but not least, make disciples. Acts 2:47. Praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to their number day by day those who were being saved. The reason for them to have the number added day by day was that they are making disciples. I still remember one time, who are you, who are from the Philippines? Raise your hands. Oh yeah, go Philippines, thank you. We live in Manila for one school year because Casey was taking the VLI, Victoria Leadership Institute in Manila. And I remember after that time, we went back to Manila almost on a yearly basis. This meeting, that training. So we went there countless times. And one time during the meeting, Pastor Steve Murrow, he said, if you can read, if you are not illiterate, and when you finish the one-to-one booklet, even you only finish lesson one, you are on lesson two, you can disciple some other people and share lesson one to you. I believe all of you, if you can sit here, you are not illiterate. Everybody is, you can read. And so I really strongly recommend, if you have never take the one-to-one discipleship, you can ask your small group leader or pastors, Bruce and Terry. And as you are learning and become disciples, you also disciple some other people. Because we know the three F's in disciple making. Number one F is follow Christ. Number two F is fellowship with the saints. Number three F is find the lost. So when we ourselves, not only by reading the Bible, prayer, we follow Christ, but of course, we also fellowship with the saints, with our dear and brothers and sisters. But also, we need to find the lost, because the lost, they don't know who Jesus is, and they need to know who Jesus is. And you may say, how do I share the gospel with them? There's a sand painting. I think that's very helpful. Can help you. Let's watch the sand painting of the four spiritual laws.
There are physical laws in our living world. As the sun sets, the moon rises, and the stars are twinkling in the sky. The earth and the planets keep rotating. Water flows to the streams, then to the river. And finally to the sea. As the cold winter passes, spring comes and the flowers are in full bloom. Just as we see these physical laws in nature, there are also spiritual laws between God, the creator of heaven and earth, and human beings. God loves you and offers a wonderful plan for your life.
For God so loved the world that he gave only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life.
Man is sinful and separated from God. Therefore, he cannot know and experience God's love and plan for his life. Man was created to have fellowship with God, but because of his stubborn self-will, he chose to go his own way, and fellowship with God was broken. This self-will, characterized by an attitude of active rebellion or passive indifference, is evidence of what the Bible calls sin. This sin makes a great gap which separates us from God. Man is continually trying to reach God and the abundant life through his own efforts, such as a good life, philosophy, or religion. However, the only way to bridge this gap is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is God's only provision for man's sin.
Jesus said
God
to him,
has bridged the
I'm
gap
the way
which
and
separates us from
life.
Him by sending his son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross in our place, to pay the penalty for our sins. And then Jesus rose from the dead. This is the way to show us how big God's love is for us. However, it is not enough just to know this. We must individually receive Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. Then we can know and experience God's love and plan for our lives. We receive Christ by personal invitation. Jesus is knocking on the door of our heart. As we hear his voice and open the door, Christ will come into our lives and we can start having fellowship with him. These two circles represent two kinds of lives. Left side represent self-directed life. Self is on the throne, and Christ is outside the life. Interests are directed by self, so often resulting in discord and frustration. Right side represent Christ-directed life. Christ is in the life and on the throne. Self is yielding to Christ, resulting in harmony with God's plan. Which circle best represents your life? Which circle would you like to have represent your life? You can receive Christ right now by faith through prayer. Prayer is talking with God. God knows your heart and is not so concerned with your words as he is with the attitude of your heart. The following is a suggested prayer of faith. Lord Jesus, I need you. Thank you for dying on the cross for my sins. I open the door of my life and receive you as my Savior and Lord. Thank you for forgiving my sins and giving me eternal life. Take control of the throne of my life. Make me the kind of person you want me to be. Does this prayer express the desire of your heart? If it does, I invite you to pray this prayer right now. If you have prayed this prayer with a sincere heart, Jesus is now in your heart, and your life is new. Your sin has been forgiven. You have eternal life and become a children of God. Fellowship in a good church is very important to grow in fellowship with God. Several logs burn together brightly, but separate one and its fire goes out. So it is important for you to have relationships with other Christians. Call or visit a nearby church where Christ is honored and his word is preached. Being with other Christians in the church, you'll be able to learn about Jesus Christ and live the abundant life that God wants us to live.
Okay, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you. And Lord Jesus, thank you for what you have done for us on the cross. And if any of you have already received that prayer, received Jesus as your personal Savior, congratulations. If you have not, I strongly encourage you to be ready to open your heart for Jesus. And Lord, we just pray that you take control of our throne. You are the center of our lives, that everyone here, that we are willing to live a Christ-centered and Christ-directed life. Lord, if there's any area in our lives is not pleasing to you, Lord, speak to us. that we will be willing to change and be able to change because of your power. Lord, just change us, and everyone will be more and more like you and more love you. Lord, just help us to obey the seven gold medal, the seven commands from the Acts 2, and that we will be a blessing to many people. And God, use us and use every nation, Taipei Church, to be a blessing to many people. And Lord, last but not least, I want to pray the prayer of Pastor Timothy Low. As recently, I just finished reading his son's book, On the Ground, about Pastor Timothy. Because after Pastor Timothy passed away 2 years ago, they were they found a letter nobody has read before that he wrote in his computer years ago. And that's a letter to the Father. And Lord, toward the end of that letter, he said, God, disciple me so I can disciple other people. Lord, I pray you disciple us so we can disciple other people and we can live the life that you want us to live. Glorify your name. Follow you. Have fellowship with the saints and find the lost. Lord, there are so many people who haven't known you yet. They're living in darkness. So Father, disciple me. Disciple me. So I can disciple other people the way you disciple me. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Thank you for listening. We pray this message spoke to you and built your faith. For more messages like this, visit our website at everynationtaipei.com. You can also send a prayer request and reach out to us anytime. God bless you. Till next time.